Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is Saturday night, June 24th, 2017. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday night and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, I have a special guest coming forth on tonight that's going to bring the Word of God on tonight, but I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. Again, get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he brings forth the word on tonight. But as we always do, I'm asking all listeners, if you would join in prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We come to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you, Heavenly Father, knowing that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear or what we think. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. And we thank you that you never slumber, you cannot fail, and you do not sleep. So, Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise on today. We give you glory. We give you honor because you're truly worthy to be praised, and we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight. I pray, Lord, that you will forgive me, myself, first starting with me and my family, and also the man of God that's going to bring the word, Minister William Jackson, and his entire family. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that the word would not be hindered, that it would accomplish everything that you set forth to do on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that should there be any listener on the phone or by way of internet that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who is not saved in his name, we pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word on tonight or through a song or through this prayer that will convict and touch their hearts, Heavenly Father, their minds, that they will surrender their lives and hearts to Jesus Christ on tonight, that they will open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to save them, that they will be saved in his name, Heavenly Father. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know their God purpose. And after knowing their God purpose, they will walk in their God purpose. They will live in their God purpose. They will fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can. For we know that you are still a miracle worker. And we know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed even right now. So we come also, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are our comforter, you are our strength, you are our peace, our joy, you are our everything, Heavenly Father. We need you. So we thank you for this opportunity on tonight, that we will be able to bring forth a word, the good news of Jesus Christ, that will compel men, women, boys, and girls to yield and be saved in Jesus' name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that we would decrease on tonight, that you would increase in us, that you would be glorified on tonight through the word. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, that you would just have your way. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this worldwide platform, for we know that it's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about souls being saved. So we pray, Lord, that you would use the man of God on tonight. Continue to bless him, his ministry, his pastor, the ministry where he's affiliated with. Continue to bless the works of his hands, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified through it all. And I lift up my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and also my church family, Shield of Faith. And I lift him up, and I ask, Heavenly Father, that you would grant him traveling grace and those that are traveling with him out of town as he brings forth your word on tomorrow. We just lift him up right now and ask that you would grant them safety, Heavenly Father, they will make it to their destinations, and that the word will go forth on tomorrow with power. And, oh, God, all churches, Heavenly Father, that's going to be open in Jesus' name on tomorrow, we pray, Lord, that you would use each vessel on tomorrow, whether it's a man or woman, boy or girl, that's going to bring forth your word on tomorrow. We pray, Lord, you would anoint them on tonight, even now, that they would be able to stand boldly and declare your word on tomorrow to the saving of many souls is our prayer. In Jesus' name, continue to have your way in our lives, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, come as you are, but don't intend to stay as you are. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, it says to us, come as you are, but don't intend to stay as you are. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I am so excited to bring forth a young man of God who's going to bring forth the word on tonight in the person of Minister William Jackson. He's a member of Greater New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, where his pastor is Dr. Fred J. Wilson, and he's going to be bringing the word on tonight. So that's why I'm asking all listeners, if you could get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the young man of God as he brings forth the word on tonight. In the form of announcements, I have a couple of announcements that I'd like to make real quick. And first, I am so excited to announce that the Lord has placed under my direction, I have two new radio hosts that are up under me now. And the first one is Prophetess Vidalia Hayward. Her show is titled Releasing the Sounds, and she can be heard every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Again, Releasing the Sounds. Prophetess Vidalia Hayward is the host. And also, Theologically Speaking with Brother Jose Dorsey, you can listen to him every first and third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So I am so excited about what the Lord is doing through this worldwide platform. And also Minister Dr. Patricia Heathman of Pontiac, Michigan, she will be coming forth very shortly with her own show. And as soon as we get the dates available, I will be announcing when she will be coming forth and with her dates and times when she will be coming forth with the word. Also, my final announcement is my fifth book is now available through at Amazon.com, and this is part two of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God, which is the title of this radio show. Part two is titled Are You Scattering God's Flock? So that book is now available. Part two is titled, Are You Scattering God's Flock? So again, that book, and Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? And also its reflective journal. And then also my book, which is titled God, the Universe, and Man, and the subtitle is That, How We Are Connected. All of these books God has anointed me and blessed me to write. for the building of the saints, that we can all take an examination of ourselves and make sure that we are in the will of God and we are being doers of God's word and we are fulfilling our God purpose, so that we can examine ourselves through these books along with the word of God to make sure we are doing what God has called us to do. We do not want to be a liability to the kingdom of God, and we do not want to be scattering God's flock. So I thank God for these books that he has blessed me to write. And all of these books are available right now at Amazon.com. So right now, I am so excited to bring forth the man of God who's going to bring forth the word. And Minister William Jackson, again, he is a member of Greater New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where his pastor is Dr. Fred J. Wilson. Minister Jackson, I am so excited to have you on the line tonight and to know that you're going to bring forth the word of God to the people of God on tonight. And I'm going to ask if you would, at this time, if you would please share with us a short testimony first. And at the conclusion of your testimony, I am going to do a music break. And following the music break, I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to yield the mic to you so that you can deliver God's word on tonight. But first, Minister Jackson, I'm asking if you would please share with the worldwide listeners a short testimony first.
Well, first of all, thank you, Brother Brown, for allowing me to be your guest on your show tonight.
Praise the Lord.
My short testimony is I just thank God for being here. 28 years old, minister, spreading the gospel, preaching God's word. I enjoy doing it, and I thank God for the opportunity to be able to help someone, even my own self, along the way. I just thank God, being a young man, that I'm not out there in the streets. I'm not on drugs. I don't smoke weed. I don't drink. I'm not out here being wild and crazy. And I just thank God for the path that I'm on, just trying my best to do the will of God and do what's right. I just thank God for being here.
Amen. But you know what? You are a blessing to the body of Christ. I want you to know that. And that is why every guest that comes on this show for the first time, I ask them to share a testimony, because someone else, maybe even your age or maybe even younger, even some of the older people that may be listening in on tonight, need to know that God is still calling and he's using even young people, young men and women, to spread the news, spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And you're such a vessel on tonight, and I thank God for you. And my prayer is that the Lord will continue to bless you and continue to strengthen you and continue to anoint you to be everything that he has called for you to be in these last and evil days, because we do need more young men and women to stand up boldly and stand on the word of God and declare the word of God, who's not afraid to teach and preach about sin. That is one of the problems we have today. A lot of people that are professing to be ministers or pastors, they are failing to preach and teach about sin, because if they have a church, they are so afraid that if they teach and preach about sin, that they're going to lose members. And because a lot of the members have itching ears, so the people want to hear, and they are so afraid that if they teach and preach about sin, they're going to lose members, and that way they're going to lose some of their monies. Yep. And so it's not about what we want to teach and preach about. It's about being a doer of God's word. It's about standing on God's word and standing boldly, right, and teaching and preaching and declaring the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls can be saved. And that's what it's all about. So that's why I ask all listeners, all of my guests that comes on for the first time, to share your testimony. Someone needs to know that God is still using young people, even in today's time. He's using young men and women to preach and declare his word. So we thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight, because God gets his glory through our testimonies. And by you sharing your testimony, someone else can be helped and strengthened by hearing your testimonies. They can know that if God is using you for such a young age that you are, that he can use them too. And he gets his glory through us sharing our testimonies. He said in his word that he would share his glory with no one. And so I thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. But right at this time, before you bring the word, Minister Jackson, I'm going to go into my music break. And I pray that this music break will be a blessing to someone on tonight, knowing that out of all that Jesus went through, he thought that our lives were worth living, that he came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, to pay our sin debt with his own blood. A debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt we could not pay. So he came down, and he paid our sin debt with his own blood. So I thank God for this musical selection that I'm about to play right now, Worth Living. So after this music break, Minister Jackson, following the music break, I am not going to say another word. As soon as this music break is over with, you can go right into the word.
All right. Minister Jackson, I am an associate minister, as he said, from the Greater New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church here in Detroit, Michigan, where my pastor is, the Reverend Dr. Fred J. Wilson. Before I preach or bring forth the word, I'll ask everyone if you could bow in a word of prayer. Father, I come right now asking that you would be with me as I bring forth your word to your people on tonight. Father, for all those who are tuning in by the radio or listening by phone, Father, pray that something will be said on tonight that will help somebody, Father, want to make a change in their life and want to do better by living for you. Father, I pray that you would forgive me of my sins. Our Father, please let your word come forth. Please let it not return unto you void. Our Father, open up our eyes that we will see. Open up our ears that we will hear. And please open up our hearts that we will receive what you have for us on today. Our Father, we come asking that your word will go forth, that someone must come, will come, and say that I yield, what must I do to be saved? Our Father, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for Mr. Brown for giving me the opportunity. And I just thank you now in Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. The word for tonight will come from the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. And I'm going to read one verse, which is verse 10. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it reads, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." And my subject for tonight is Judgment Day is coming. Will you be ready? And I think that this is a very important scripture for all Christians, all believers to take heed to, because we know that one day we have to die and leave this world, and we must stand before the judgment seat, and we will be judged based on the life that we lived. Earlier today, we talked to a group of young people at our church who had graduated, and a pastor who's a former member of our church, he stood up and he had told them that it's not just about coming to church on Sundays, but it's about the life that we live daily. And I was sharing with them, along with my pastor and another minister and others, that you have to live a life according to the word of God, to the will of God, and to the way of God. And as Christians, we must understand that we must be careful in how we live our life. I know that we're humans. I know that a lot of us hasn't been saved all our lives. But as Christians, stand that we must be careful in how we live our lives. We must be careful in how we treat one another. The Bible does let us know that we are not supposed to be just hearers of the word, but we are supposed to be doers as well. But I want to help someone understand on tonight that one day you're going to be judged for the life that you lived. What you did down here on this earth, as the scripture told us, whether it be good or whether it be bad. We know that the scripture also says in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, I believe, beginning at the first verse, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." And it goes down and it lets you know you have a time for everything in your life. But we have to understand that we will be judged one day for the lives that we live. So it's up to us as Christians and as believers to know that we must live a life worth standing before the judgment seat. Our judgment is coming. Judgment Day is going to come for all of us. And this is a question that you must ask yourself. I can't ask it for you. You can't ask it for me. But the question is, the Judgment Day is coming. And the big part of that is, will you be ready? Will you be ready to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and be judged for the life that you live down here on earth? So we must understand as Christians, it's not just about going to church dressed up in a dress or a nice outfit and a nice suit, carrying your Bibles, but it's a life that we must live. We must love one another. We must be able to help one another. We must be compassionate towards one another. We must be able to love ourselves first before we can love someone else. We must be able to love God foremost before we can even love ourselves, before we can even love anybody else. The Bible lets us know that we all have to stand before the judgment seat. and be judged for the things that we've done. So we must take a look at some things while down here on this earth. As a Christian, have we lived our lives according to the Word of God? When we seen that individual that needed help, did we stop to help them? Did we go to church when we were supposed to, or did we stay home because we came up with an excuse? Did we read our Bible daily? Did we get down on our knees and pray? Did we have our daily devotion with God as we're supposed to have as Christians? These are the things that God is going to look at. These are the things that we must take into consideration. And there's so much more, but we have to really understand that every single thing we've done in this body is being written down, and it's up to us to know that our lives are worthy enough to be stand to make it into heaven. Our lives must be worthy enough to stand before the judgment seat and let the Lord Jesus Christ judge us for the things that we've done. There's an old saying that says that you can't get to heaven without me, and I can't get to heaven without you. But when we get to heaven, when we get before that judgment seat, God is not going to look at you, your mama, your daddy, and everybody else. He's going to look at us individually, and he's going to judge us based off the life we lived down here. And one thing is that once we stand before the judgment, that's it. There's no excuses. There's no do-overs. There's no going back. Or maybe can I just get another chance to do this? Once we die, that's it. That's it. We have to understand that. So we must be careful in how we live, how we treat one another. And we also got to be careful with, well, God know my heart. You know, I'm human. Yeah, we all are human. We all going to make mistakes. We all going to sin. We all going to mess up. But it's up to us to get into our word and to know that even though we're humans, we must know that we're living a life now where we can't always use that as an excuse. Sometimes we have to learn to bite our tongue, to move forward, to pray for that individual when we don't feel like praying for them, speak to that individual when we don't feel like speaking to them. We have to know that even the little things God is looking at, this is what, you know, you could have went to church Sunday, but you didn't go, but yet it's still you had a day at the park with the family. You could have went to church Sunday, but you didn't go. But yet and still, you went to the grocery store to buy food for your family to eat that night. You couldn't go to church because, oh, I was sick and I wasn't feeling well. But yet you're at a party smoking, drinking, and doing all the types of things that you're not supposed to. So God is actually looking at our lives. And we must understand as Christians that Revelation tells us that there is a book called the Lamb's Book of Life, and everything that we've done is in that book. But then we must be careful, because by the lives that we live, will our names be in that book? A point to make here is when you stand before the judgment seat, when he opens that book, will he be able to find your name? When he goes through that book, will he be able to say, wow, here's your name right here? Or will he say, wow, I don't have you listed at all? So as Christians, we have to understand that we must be careful. And yes, we have some things we have to tell you over and over again, because we want you to understand as Christians and as believers, we must be careful of the life that we live. We must be careful in how we treat one another. And as me and Mr. Brown, we were talking about ministers that are not preaching the true gospel. They're not preaching about sin. They're not preaching about what God says in his word, because now a lot of preachers are making it a money issue now. And God is looking at that as well. When we have opportunities to preach God's word, to spread his word across this nation, but yet because you're not paying me enough money, I can't come preach to you, or you're not paying me enough, I can't come speak to you and your people. God is looking at things like that, because we have made it a monetary issue that if I don't get this much, I can't come. If you can't pay me at least halfway, then I can't make it to speak to the people. And these are the things God is displeased with. So we have to know, be careful how you live your life. Because when we stand before the judgment seat, we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Oh, yeah, you messed up along the way. You failed. You sinned. Yeah, but I see where you did try. And you made that effort to get down on your knees, to ask for forgiveness, to repent. And you made an effort to say, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm not going to go down this route anymore. So we have to understand that we all will appear, must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we will be judged for everything we've done, that we will receive the things done in this body according to that we have done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. The bad things we've done, the good things we've done. We must know that God is judging. One day, he's going to really take a look at our lives and examine our lives to see whether or not we was fulfilling our purpose for him, living our lives the way we are supposed to for him. So on tonight, just to help believers or someone that's even thinking about giving their life Christ, you got to be careful in how you live. You got to be careful in what you say. You got to be careful in how you walk. You got to be careful in how you talk, because you never know who's watching you, who's looking up to you. You never know who you may be inspiring. And do you want to inspire them in a good way? Do you want to inspire them in a bad way? These are things that God is looking at. You had an opportunity to inspire and to help someone along the way, but because of the life that you live, because of how you walk, because of how you talk, you didn't fulfill that mission. So on tonight, we want you to really understand that one day we got to die. We got to die and leave this world. And in dying, we got to stand before the judgment seat. We got to. You can't get around it. Just like with death, you can't get around it. And you have to know that when you stand before the judgment seat, you have to know for yourself the life that you live. It's just like a person who committed a crime. And you stand before a judge, and a judge is sitting behind a desk in a black robe with a gavel ready to tell you what's next for your life, whether you're getting ready to get locked up for life, get locked up for so many years, whether you got to do community service, whatever it may be. A crime that is committed, you have to pay the price for. You know, you hear people say it all the time, you do the crime, you do the time. And that's just how we have to look at it, that the life that we live, one day the judge is going to be behind, but not with a black robe, but with a white robe and with his gavel. And he's going to let us know what's next. Will heaven be next for a lot of us, or will hell be next for a lot of us when we die and leave this world? And that's another point to make. You know, even as you look at this scripture, being careful how you live your life standing before the judgment. When you die, do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell? It's up to you. It's based on the life that we live. So we want to encourage someone on today, to all of you who are listening, to all of you who are tuning in, be careful, because one day you got to answer for the life that you live. But in the end, do you want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, for you have been faithful over a few things. Come on up a little higher, and I'll make you rule over many. Or do you want to hear him say, depart from me, I never knew you? So I want to encourage someone tonight, and just to let them know that judgment day is a question you must ask yourself, will you be ready? And as a preacher, I want to help you to be ready. I want you to help me to be ready. Let's help each other to be ready by teaching the word of God, preaching the word of God, being able to help one another along the way And if I would have said, well, I ain't coming on this radio station and I ain't doing da-da-da-da, God is looking at that as well. So I'm praying that this word tonight can help someone along the way to know that we got to stand before the judgment seat. But what do you want your outcome to be? What do you want your life sentence to be? What do you want to hear the judge say when he gets through reading everything that you've done in your life? Do you want your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do you want to be able to walk the streets of gold? Do you want to be able to see all of your loved ones once again? Or do you want to go to hell and burn in eternal damnation? So on tonight, we want to encourage you to let you know, be careful, be careful, be careful in how you live, be careful in how you walk, be careful in how you talk. We are Christians. We're not perfect. I understand that. You understand that. But we got to do our very best. And in reading the word, let's just not be a reader of the word or a hearer of his word, but a doer as well. Learn to treat your fellow man in the way you want to be treated, in the way God wants us to treat one another. And before I come to a conclusion, it makes me think of the Good Samaritan when he took time to help this man who was left for half dead. He could have did like the priest. He could have did like the other two and walked on by. But he took time out of the kindness of his heart and said, you know what, I understand with the Jews and the Samaria people, you know, we don't have a good relationship with one another. But he put all the feelings and everything to the side, and he was able to reach out and to help someone along the way. You know, sometimes we can get like that ourselves. We can pass people by. Oh, I ain't got time to help you. I ain't got time to stop. I ain't got time. But these are the things that God is looking at, the little things, the big things, things that we don't even think about, God is looking at. So we want to encourage you tonight. Will you be ready when you stand before the judgment seat? Will you be ready to receive your verdict? Will you be ready to receive what the judge have to say? So we want you to know that judgment day is coming, but will you be ready? In conclusion of this word tonight, just to encourage everyone, live your life according to the word of God. And I tell people this, make things right first with God, then with yourself, and then with others. We have to understand that we got to make it right with God first. We got to make it right with ourselves, and then we can make it right with everybody else, because even things like that, God is truly looking at, and he wants us to know that you can't come to heaven anyway and anyhow, but you got to come right. You got to come bold, as they say, come bold before the throne of grace. You got to come knowing that you have done what God has asked you to do. So to conclude, and be ready to stand before the judgment seat, because judgment day is coming, but the question is, will you be ready? I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Mr. Brown, and I pray that something was said that will encourage and help someone along the way. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. What a powerful, awesome word on tonight. And someone needed to hear that word on tonight. And I would like to add to that. A lot of people that are not saved in Jesus' name, a lot of people are misled, and they have been thinking wrong, and they have been told wrong. They think, and it's unfortunate that a lot of people think that God is everybody's father. No, God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator, and God do not hear everyone's prayer. If you are not saved in Jesus' name, A lot of people think because they're not saved, they say that, oh, I prayed on last night and the Lord and blessed me and he gave me what I prayed for and he did this and he did that. No, the only prayer that God will hear from a sinner is a sinner's prayer. When you're seeking to be saved in Jesus' name, then once you're saved in Jesus' name, then God becomes your Father. Again, he is everyone's creator, but he is not everyone's father. He is your father if you have accepted his son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. So I thank you for that word on tonight, Minister Jackson. That's an awesome, powerful word. And people do need to realize and know that if Jesus don't return first, we all, it has been said in the God's word, that it's been appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. And we're going to stand before God, and we're going to give an account.
Yes.
Like the word says, we're going to give account for every deed done in our bodies, whether they're good or bad. You're going to stand before God and you're going to give an account. So it behooves all of us, if you say that you're saved in Jesus' name, and then I want to add to this. Once you're saved in Jesus' name, it should be a lifestyle. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday or Tuesday when you go to Bible class, or again on Sunday. It should be a lifestyle every day, because just like Minister Jackson said, and I said so often when I play for funerals, and I play for a lot of funerals, and when I go to different churches and denominations and I play for these homegoing services, and I let people know, you know what, you know, one day you're going to stand before God and you're going to give an account. God is not everybody's father. He becomes your father when you accept his son, Jesus Christ. So it behooves you, if you're not saved in Jesus Christ's name on tonight, it's not too late. Now is the time, while you're breathing, while you have breath in your body, as you hear my voice, as you hear Minister Jackson's voice, as he has delivered this powerful word on tonight, Jesus Christ is going to come back again. Just like he came down from glory the first time in the form of a baby to pay our sin debt with his own blood, he did die. He rose from the dead with all power in his hand. He's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God. But one day he's coming back again. And if he don't come back first, we're all going to pass by the way of death. And then after that, then it's going to be the judgment. So would you be ready? So that's the question on tonight. Thank you, Minister Jackson, for that powerful word on tonight. Someone needed to hear that word, and I pray that someone has been blessed by that word to the point that if they was not saved before hearing this word, they can now open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ. They can yield and surrender their hearts and their minds and their lives and their bodies to Jesus Christ, because he has a purpose for their lives, and he wants them to fulfill their God purpose so they can be blessed by fulfilling their God purpose, and that God will be glorified through it all, and then the enemy, Satan, he's going to be horrified. So know that you're going to stand before God one day. You and I, we're all going to stand before God and give an account for everything that we have done, said, or thought in our bodies. Pastor Jackson, on tonight, I just want to thank you for that word on tonight. You continue to stand on the wall, continue to preach the word of God, continue to be the doer of God's word. And I like what you said, and that's what it's all about. We have a lot of people hearing God's word, but they're not being doers. Being a doer of God's word goes back to it's about an action. It's an action word. You heard the word, so what now that you heard the word, what are you doing about it? So that's the question God is going to ask you. I know you heard the word. I know you heard Pastor Jackson when he brought the word forth on Blog Talk Radio. I know you heard the word. I know you heard Brother Brown talking about the word, and your pastor or whoever you set up under, and I sent them your way to teach you and give you the word. You heard it. So now after hearing it, what are you going to do with the word now? Are you going to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Because that's what he wants. He wants a personal relationship with you and I. So you can be saved on tonight. If you're not saved, it's not too late. Just open your mouth. Be sincere about it, because God is not like man. He searches the heart. And that's what I love about God. He's not going to force himself on anyone. He gives you an opportunity. He gives you an opportunity to open that door. And if you open that door, he's coming in. And he's going to sup with you. And that's another trick of the enemy. He do not want those that are still spiritually blind. He do not want you to get the word, because he know that once you get the word, that you can use that word against him. So that's why he want to keep you spiritually blind. He don't want you to receive the word. And he don't want you to really understand the word about judgment. He wants you to be so naive and just think you can live your life any kind of way, that you're going to, when you do die and leave this world, that you're just going to die and go to heaven anyhow. No, that's a lie from hell. That's a trick of the enemy. stand on the word, believe what God said, because God is not a man that he shall lie, and his son is not a man that he shall repent. So God's word is true, and he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. And the book of Revelation, it scares a lot of people, and it should.
Yeah.
It should scare you. Yeah. It should scare you enough to make you want to give your life to Jesus Christ so that you don't have to spend eternity in hell. There is a hell, and there's a heaven. There's no in-between. A lot of people have it misscrewed, and that's a trick of the enemy. They think that there's an in-between. No, there's no in-between. It's either hell or heaven. The choice is yours. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve, and then also whose report are you going to believe. Minister Jackson, on tonight, I thank you for that powerful word. I thank God that he's still using young men, women, boys, and girls to preach and teach his word. Unadulterated word of God. And that's exactly what you're doing. God is going to bless you. He have more work for you to do. So you continue to be faithful to God and be faithful to your pastor. Continue to do what God has called and appointed for you to do for such a time as this, because we are truly living in the last and evil days, and Jesus Christ is coming back again. Pastor Jackson, at this time, I'm going to give you an opportunity, a chance to give any shout-outs at this time. I know you did earlier before you brought the word, but I'm going to give you another opportunity. If you'd like to say, give shout-outs to your family members or your pastor again. And also, how can anyone get in touch with you? Should there be any ministries or anyone listening that would like for you to come and speak or bring the word to them? How can they get in touch with you and also give your shout-outs again?
Okay, well, they can reach me anytime. My cell phone number is 1-248-660-2043. I am on Facebook, William E. Teddy Bear Jackson. And those are the only two ways you can really reach me. Not on every social media site, but again, my phone number is 2043. And yes, I am Facebook, William E. Teddy Bear Jackson. And my shout outs will be again to my pastor, Dr. Bridget, to my church family, Christian Baptist Church in Detroit, to my family, to my mother, to my sister, all of my brothers and sisters, my aunties, my uncles, my cousins, to everybody, all my friends, because I know some people really trying their best to really tune in on tonight. And I don't want to consider this a shout out, but to ask everyone to keep family of the late Dr. Raymond Wilson, who is pastor of Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church here in Detroit, Michigan, to keep his wife, Betty Wilson, all his children, and his church family in prayer. Today he was generalized, and we had a homegoing service for him on today. So praying that you would keep the Wilson family and Greater Progressive and the Eastern Progressive Baptist District Association of Detroit and Vicinity, the General Missionary Baptist State Convention, and I believe it's the General Missionary Baptist State Convention of America, and to all the pastors and wives and ministers that were touched by Dr. Raymond Wilson. I ask that you would keep all of us in prayer. And just to say thank you once again, Mr. Brown, for allowing me to, first of all, for asking me to be your guest. Thank you to your nephew, who I had an opportunity to graduate with back in 2006 from Murray Wright High School, Robert Edwards, Kim, for even thinking of me to pass along to you and to thank you for this opportunity and bring forth the word of God on tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I would definitely give that information, let my nephew Robert know that you gave him a shout out on tonight. And also know that for you being such a young man of God who you have been anointed and appointed for such a time as this, I want you to know that, Lord be willing, this is not your last time on this show, on this program, because again, like I say to all my listeners, this is a ministry and it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about anyone that brings the word. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about souls being saved through the word. So that's what we are. We are servants. We are ambassadors, and we are vessels. We're just being doers of God's word and being what he has called for us to be in these last and evil days. Minister Jackson, you continue to preach the word. Continue to be that example. And not only are you being an example for young people, but do you know what? A lot of older people are watching you as well, and they are being blessed. by you and by the word that the Lord gives you to deliver to the body of Christ and to those that are not saved. So you continue to be the man that God has called you to be, and the best for you is still yet to come. So I just want to thank you for bringing that powerful word on tonight. People do need to realize and know that judgment is coming. Judgment day is coming.
Oh, yes.
And the question is, will you be ready? I know personally I'm ready. If he called me right now, I know I'm going to be with the Lord. And so the question for the listeners who are not saved on tonight, what is your excuse? Will you be ready? So I thank you, Pastor Jackson, on tonight. I want you to please pass the word on to your pastor for me. Let him know what an awesome young man of God that you are. And I thank God for that. He is such an awesome leader that he has poured into you, and now you are pouring into the people. And so thank God for you on tonight, Minister Jackson. So, again, know that this is not your last time. As soon as the Lord sees fit to have another slot, if you be willing, I would be more than happy to have you come back on and deliver another word to the people of God.
Well, thank you.
So you continue to be blessed of the Lord. And as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm going to give another shout out to my Bishop James Jennings. He is the pastor and shepherd of Shield of Faith Church, where I am a member. He is on his way out of town to preach the word on tomorrow. I think he's on his way to Kentucky, and a few of our members have went along with him. I'm just continuing to lift him up and ask that God will grant them traveling grace. They would make it to their destination safely. And also, we will be keeping Pastor Raymond Nelson's and the Greater Progressive Baptist Church family and his wife family. We would definitely be keeping them in prayer in the home of Pastor Raymond Wilson. So we'll continue to lift up that family and that church ministry, that they would be strengthened, because we are our brother's keeper. And some people have always asked the question, are we our brother's keeper? And yes, we are. We are to encourage one another in the word. Not our opinions and not our feelings. We are to encourage one another. We need each other. And so it's important for us to know that we do need each other. So sometimes I might get weak. Brother Minister Wilson might get weak. His pastor may get weak. My bishop may get weak at some time. So, yes, and I totally agree with what you said in your word, Minister Jackson. Yes, we all falter. We're flawed, but we are still favored by God. And just like those in the Old Testament that God used, such as David and Moses, they made mistakes. They messed up. They sinned, and that's what you want to call it. Don't say messed up, because call it what it is. It's sin. We do sin. But thank God for his grace, his mercy, that we, through Jesus Christ, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus that still works, and it will never lose its power. So we do sin. Thank God we have an advocate. We can go to God in prayer and be sincere about it and ask him to forgive us. And then once we're forgiven by God, we can forgive ourselves. And then we can move on and we can complete and fulfill our God purpose, that God will be glorified through us. So that's what it's all about, God being glorified through us. So when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day, we do want to hear God say, I know I do. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Absolutely.
So for those of you that are not saved tonight, that's not saved on tonight, know that the judgment day is coming. And the question is, will you be ready? So Minister Jackson, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And as we ready to close out tonight's program, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you. We give your name praise. We give you glory. We just give you glory because of who you are, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. You are such an awesome God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you still watches over your word to perform it. You watch us over your word to perform in the lives of your people for your glory. So we ask that you would continue to bless Pastor William Jackson. Use him, Heavenly Father, as you see fit. Continue to bless him, continue to anoint him, strengthen him, that he can continue to be a doer of your word as he stand on your word and preach and teach your word, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified through his life. Continue to bless his pastor. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, while we are praying, we want to lift up Pastor Raymond Wilson, his family, and the greater Progressive Baptist Church family. Continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can, because, again, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you do call your even your shepherds, you call your vessels home, like you call individuals as you see fit. So we know that they're hurting, but we know that you are a comforter. You are our strength. Continue to give them the peace and the joy and the strength that they need to continue to carry on and do what you have called for them to do as a church, and then as individuals and as a corporate body, that you will be glorified through it all. Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We thank you for the listeners on tonight. Continue to bless each listener. Amen. Continue to have your way, Heavenly Father, in this worldwide platform, because, again, I know it's not about me. It's not about who comes forth with the word, but we know it's about the word. It's about Jesus Christ. So help us to always be humble and always be thankful and grateful that you have even decided to anoint us and use us for such a time as this. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your name on tonight because you're truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, have your way in each one of our lives, that you alone would be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, listeners, amen, know that I love you, but most of all, know that God loves you even more. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, well, on the next first Thursday of next month, my guest will be none other than Minister Sharon Rambis. He is my pastor's armor bearer, and he comes on this program every first Thursday night. And that is Minister Sharon Rambis. He will be coming forth on Thursday, July the 6th. He's going to be bringing another powerful word, as he always do. So tune in to listen to what he has to say, what God has placed in his heart to give to the people of God on Thursday, July the 6th. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And while we are getting ready to close out, I want you all to know, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, continue to give God praise. Good night. Yeah. Child.